This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 582, Just Say No to Raytheon. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I am your host, Medros, and I think we have a tank this time. Do we really have a tank? Do we have any tanks here?
Nope, I am not a tank.
Oh, what the... Man.
But at least you have a fell lock that is gold and free in every way.
And that, of course, is Emma. Hey, Emma.
Hi. I thought I was, like, the new Fandeth.
But you actually like gnomes.
I never really said I like gnomes. But, yeah, I just have a history with gnomes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just implied.
Oh. No.
And as you want to point out, Frasley, be very happy that I don't have a soundboard with a punting gnome sound, or I would have played right there.
I'm used to it.
I believe that. I really believe that, actually.
If I had my soundboard, I could play the gnome train. Woo! Woo!
Thank God for small favors.
Yes.
All right. Well, as you guys all have probably guessed at this point, no Fandeth, no Toasty. They are at a concert. Toasty, I'm sure, will tell us all about the great bloodiness that he... talk to him next week. With me, I have Frasley and Emma from Frazzlecast.
Hi!
Hello!
And I used to be on this other extremely wonderful podcast way back
in the day. I heard the host that from that show is really awesome. Really nice guy.
He is really nice guy. A super nice guy.
Especially when he keeps letting you back on his show.
Yes,
but it's been a while. I wonder when I'm going to get the next invite.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. It's been a year since I was on. No, actually, no, I was on a few times since then. But a year ago, I was on for the first time. So it's exciting to be back.
Yeah, like I said on Twitter, it's almost like you're the filler when my co-host decide they're going to go on tropical vacations through work.
I love that.
I personally would prefer to be at the, you know, tropical vacation, but that's just me.
Well, for me, talking about the stuff I love, like World of Warcraft, I love it. I would be podcasting on a cruise ship if I was there, or in Hawaii, or wherever. I would be podcasting.
Fair enough. Frasley, what have you been up to this week, or lately?
I had a rough weekend with Family Matters, so not a lot of WoW over the weekend, but through an emissary quest and the mission table, I finally got a Void Elf, and I made a Void Elf mage named Garonis. So I logged into it for the first time today. Didn't do much with it, but I'll work on that. I've been leveling my Night Elf Druid Thunder. I love it. Druid's actually a lot of fun. And no love for me either, as the rocket doesn't exist. That or my love life doesn't exist. But
It's a hard decision right there.
Yeah.
Love or amount?
Yes.
let's go with the option of the mount doesn't exist, because that's less sad.
Absolutely, because I'm actually dating Eddie Fizzlebog, so it's all good.
I don't know who that is.
She's the little gnome in High Mountain. She has like the cutest quest ever. Oh, she's adorable.
What quest is that?
it's just a little quest where you find this little gnome hunter, and she's like, I want to go out and do all this fun stuff.
And that she's one.
Like, yes.
Yeah,
she's
where you
adorable.
Had to show her the ropes and level her.
Yeah, she's my girlfriend.
Oh, I hate her. I'm sorry. She was annoying. And I did her on like five of my tunes. So yeah, I spent a lot of time with that gnome, and it was not as much fun as I would have liked.
Yeah, I totally stopped questing when I was leveling my alts. I just did the Legion invasions, and a lot of people are getting mad at me because now I'm like 110, and I haven't unlocked my order hall or gotten my weapon yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you unlock AP if you don't have your weapon?
You can get AP from stuff, but it just kind of sits there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might want to work on the order hall and the weapons.
I think I have 2 tunes left to get the order hall open now.
I have too many. Oh, honestly, though, several of those will likely never see the order hall.
Kind of like I've got a couple that will never see the garrison.
Yeah, well, they'll definitely never see the garrison. Like, the one I boosted up won't see that for a while anyway. But, Emma, what you been up to lately?
Let's see. I've been raiding with Hump Day. Today I was technically supposed to be raiding with them, but I told them I have somewhere else more important to go do. I have been off work for a week for something really, really stupid. I kind of broke my toe.
Ow.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
That is probably the most interesting and, how can I put this? Unique way of avoiding work I've ever heard.
I know. I actually feel like a huge, giant idiot. And I'm pretty sure my coworker is mad at me right now. Because who would miss work for a broken toe? And on that fact...
Her name is Emma. Have you met her?
I actually was not planning... Like, I was planning on going to work. And then the next day after I broke it, I put a little bit of pressure on it. And it's like a sharp shooting pain all the way from my big toe up into my ankle up to almost my knee.
You could have
waited
until Battle for Azeroth launched.
I know. And then, of course, I don't have the expansion, so I couldn't even just, like, you know, level those up. I've been off work for a week, so what I've done is a lot of LFR, aka I did all the LFR on my main, even old content LFR for Transmog, go figure. I've been working on the Love in the Air, trying to get my Love Rocket, no luck yet. And I've been basically doing tons of old raids for transmog, mounts, pets, you name it. Even a few achievements. And I found out there's one achievement I need 5 people to help me with. And no one wants to help me because they have to deal with a dinosaur. And it's a dinosaur versus a snail.
Oh, that achievement. Yeah, I've tried that one 3 or 4 times with people. And that one is a pain.
It is. What it is... you need the dinosaur to be in phase 2, and to get the dinosaur phase 2, you need half of the raid group to be at 50% health. Well, now, if you think you're soloing it, that should be easy. No, because if you're in a 10-man raid group type thing, you need 5 people. If you are in a 25 raid group, you need 15 people. Well, that means I can never get out of phase 2 myself, so I need help. So that one was a really annoying. Yeah, so I've been raiding with Hump Day, you know, hurt my toe. So, and then I decided to, apparently Black Panther's coming up. So I've been kind of grinding all the Marvel movies right now.
Well, I mean, isn't the Marvel Universe really, you can watch any of them and then you can pick up other stuff?
Yeah, well, what I've noticed from rewatching just the first 9 in a certain order, like the first 4 all have this cube evolved with this little cube thing. And then you get the Avengers movie, the first one, and then it has more information about this cube and how it's like a really powerful device. So you get like little glimpses of it in every series type thing. Now, the only one I didn't realize was part of the series was the Hulk. because the actor changed. And I know why the actor changed and everything. Apparently he was too expensive.
Greed.
Yeah.
Greed, yeah.
So, for me, I didn't realize that Hulk movie is part of the Marvel series and they just switched the Hulk when he came out. So that caught me off guard. And then I decided, because, you know, I wasn't doing a lot of walking and I'm sitting on my butt, and you can only do so much thing in Azeroth before you kind of go squirrely-eyed, I decided I was going to make myself, or crochet myself, a bag. It's becoming a bigger job than I thought it would be.
I feel like this probably happens to you a lot, Emma.
Well, yes and no. Like, the baby blankets are pretty quick and easy due to the fact that I use a very big, chunky wool. So, that goes a lot faster. The hats are pretty quick because I know how to do those now. The princess snuggies, those took me a while. And I've still been meaning to make myself a Rapunzel princess snuggie. I just haven't gotten around to it. But yeah, I'm making a hobo bag. Yes, that's what the bag's called. A hobo. It's a hobo bag.
Okay.
Alright. So, yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've really been up to. I know I should be trying to do that stupid mage tower thing. But I don't think I'm good enough for that. Like, it's hard. Like, for the destruction one, you need to be able to interrupt perfectly. And I'm just not that great at interrupting.
No comment.
What? I'm not. No,
I agree. You're not. I fully agree. I think about somebody else that
I retain my lack of comment.
Frasley, I don't think Medris likes me anymore.
No comment.
Now Frasley doesn't like me.
I love you, Emma. You're awesome. I love Medros too. You're both awesome.
Aw, thanks, bud.
So yeah, that's it for my end.
So let's see, my week in WoW boosted my... Okay, so first off, I spent most of the week grinding out world quests because it's that time of the week, time of the cycle where world quests are important again. So yeah, spent a lot of time doing that. And then I did promise myself that I was going to hold off on the boost that I was planning to do until such time as I had all my characters done. Then I decided to change my mind, and I boosted my character before the show.
Nice.
Ooh, what did you boost?
Tauren Paladin.
Which is funny.
I know, shocking.
I boosted a Tauren Warrior.
Okay, a Horde?
Yes.
And Maedhros...
I've now used two straight boosts on Horde characters.
You realize...
You know what? I've used one boost on a Horde character, so I know how you feel.
The opposite of a Tauren is a gnome. I hope you realize that. I think if you used Orb of Deception...
No, that's a goblin.
Oh, no. The Orb of Deception. Whenever I use Orb of Deception on a gnome, it turns me into a Tauren. And I would assume that the Tauren turns into a gnome.
Well, if you're big, hairy, and rage-filled. Yeah, sure. Let's transfer you over to a small little guy that's rage-filled.
Yes!
Well, you know what they say about short people.
But, no, what do I say? What do I say about you?
I'm not short. Frasley's short.
I'm 6'6" in real life!
Oh, well then. Apparently, short people tend to have, like, this... They have to put on this act of being macho. Apparently, is like small little dogs. They do the same thing.
That explains why I'm like a little teddy bear.
You've never heard of that, Maedhros? I'm probably going to get a lot of hate messages now.
Oh, I'm just... Good having you back, Emma. Good having you back. This is going to go great. Let's see. What else did I do in WoW this week? I think as of last week, I'd already... done some of the stuff, but I forget, so I'll say it anyway. This is actually stuff that happened this week. I unlocked my Lightforged Draenei, my High Mountain Tauren, which I think I'd already unlocked by last week's episode, and I have unlocked Void Elves, but I have not yet made one, simply because I got lazy and did not do the poll that I promised.
What did you promise?
I promised to make a poll of character names so we could choose one of our patrons. That poll has currently had 2 votes. So, thoroughly inconclusive and may end up just being I choose whatever I want.
Well, what was the names that were the 2 options?
The 2 current names that have had votes were Felumbra and another name that I don't think is likely, so not really worth discussing.
Well, what's funny is I voted for the not likely one, and within like a minute or less, Madras is like, I think Frasley voted for this one. I was like, yep.
I may have made some assumptions there, yes.
You were spot on.
Because, yeah, you're a little predictable.
But not like me, because I'm totally unpredictable.
Oh no, you're totally predictable.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, moving right along, since we really don't need to go into that any further. Yeah, so haven't really played those characters at all at this point. I will probably play them a little bit before the expansion hits, we'll see. At this point, we're very early, so there's lots of time left. So I'm not really feeling overly rushed on that regard. Let's see, what else did I do this week? I don't think there was that much, just general maintenance stuff. Like I said, did the world quest stuff on a lot of characters. I've got 2 left, 3 if you want to count my new Torin Paladin, but if I do any world quests on him this week, I'll be surprised, because resets in the morning, so... Yeah, there's not much else. It was a pretty light week on the Warcraft side. So, I guess our first sponsor message. Our new sponsor is the great folks over at Funko. They make amazing Funko vinyl products, characters from all your favorite Blizzard worlds, the Warcraft movie, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, Diablo, and even stuff outside of the Blizzard universe. You know, Funko, I did hear from somebody at Funko, and I thought you wouldn't want to hear this. They did say that they had been considering making a gnome Funko.
Yes, yes! Awesome!
So, only one problem. Would it be a smaller than average Funko then?
Yeah, it'd probably be like Dorb size.
So like, you know what? 2 inches. It's gonna have a football costume on.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, it'll look like a football.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll have a little gnome face. And maybe pigtails or stuck-up hair, and it would be a football. And they'll be kind of scared, holding a sign saying, "Don't punt me."
And can you call it, "Hey, football head"?
No, that might have some copyright issues.
That is true. But, so Madras, did they say that there wasn't a lot of popularity with it?
Yeah, they said that the demand was a little short on that one. Come on, you had to see that coming. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
I love gnome jokes. You can never make me upset with a gnome joke.
Yeah, so there wasn't a lot of demand or recommendations for new Funkos to highlight this week. So I'm going to choose one again from my collection. I am going to choose American McCree. I think it's red, white, and blue McCree is the technical term. This was a hard to get one, simply because it was specifically to a certain
vendor?
Store, I believe. Yeah, I think it was GameStop.
Okay, then those are only called. In the States.
Well, EB Games here is the GameStop for Canada and Australia.
Do you have Hot Topic?
Yes, we have Hot Topic.
We do now. But yeah, this is where you can get Red, White, and Blue McCree, or USA McCree, if you want to buy him now. I actually got mine from there because they were getting some back in stock, and I was like, totally a must-have on that. I have all of the Overwatch Funko Pops at this point. That is apparently a really popular variant for McCree. And like most of the popular variants, they are exclusive to one store or another. And yeah, McCree's an awesome character. So that is not one you can get in the Funko store, but if you go to... the Funko shop, which is accessible from bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop, see if there's anything here you like. They are adding new ones often, new franchises they didn't have before to their shop. And if you use the code SHOP10, you can save 10% off your entire purchase. So that again is bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and shop 10 to save 10%. And we thank Funko for their support of the show.
Yay, Funko! I think I only have one, to be honest.
I've actually got quite a few Funko Pops. They're amazing quality.
I think that's a lie.
I have one Funko Pop, and then I have a whole bunch of like little figurines by them as well, apparently, from Funko. And they're all Blizzard related. One of them is my Murloc that was from the loot bag a couple years ago. I think he was the Death Murloc.
The Zombie Murloc, yeah.
Yeah. And then the ones I have is the little figurines. I have the Torin guy, and I have the Chef, who's also... Stitches. I have Stitches.
Oh, you're talking the vinyl figures.
Yeah.
I don't know if those are made by Funko.
On the bottom of them, they say Funko.
Would it surprise you
Funko,
that I have
on the bottom?
I've got a ton of Disney Funko Pops.
No.
No. I'm surprised Medras probably doesn't. Medras, you should have tons, because I'm pretty sure your wife loves Disney.
She does. I do not. She's not a fan of collectibles in that way.
Ah.
So that's never been. All the ones she has, I have purchased. Let's put it that way. They are a lot of fun. So I do enjoy them and have a few. You know, 1 or 200. No, I don't have thousands. I mean, not plural anyway.
I saw a video of a woman who had like two houses full of Winnie the Pooh merchandise, like rooms and rooms full.
Yeah, I know somebody who would probably do that.
Not me.
I would probably have tons and tons of cat merchandise. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. And I'm slowly getting a collection of Mega Block Pokemon.
Yeah, the Charmander and Squirtle, right? That's it?
Yeah, I got that set. And then the end of January, I got the Venusaur, Charmeleon, and Wartortle.
I started collecting Skylanders and Disney Infinity characters. And then Skylanders came out of popularity and Disney Infinity was canceled by Disney.
I was trying to get into that, and my boyfriend wouldn't let me.
He was smart, because I spent a lot of money on that. A lot of money.
Oh, I know people who are real unhappy about that cancellation.
I'm still a little unhappy. They're not at the level of my unhappiness toward NCSoft for City of Heroes being canceled, but...
Yeah, but if they're canceled, won't that make their merchandise a little bit more pricey, like rare?
Absolutely, because you can...
Because it's now discontinued?
Yeah.
It's only valuable if you've kept it in the package.
Well, and I never did. I was playing with them and stuff like that.
My mom used to make me keep anything that she think will redeem value at one point in the package. Like, I was not allowed to open it, but she'll get it for me as a gift.
I'm reminded of a Dexter's Laboratory episode. Where they found these packages. Sorry, Medros.
I think we killed Medros.
No,
I'm just shaking my head. Just shaking my head.
This is all things Azeroth.
I swear, I didn't cause it this time.
You're always the cause, Emma.
Not true.
Mostly the cause. Better?
No. Maybe, like, 1/10.
Fine. Give you 1/10. Of 100%. Of 200%. There we go. Anyways.
At 1% of 2%? Or 20%, 200%? Okay, I could do that.
Anyways, let us move along to our week in WoW. This week in WoW is wrapping up Love is in the Air. It ends on Friday. Time Walking Wrath of Lich King is the Tuesday to Monday weekly.
And I just gotta put something for that. Sorry to interrupt. And it will be opening up the Uldar Time Walking. So if you have a group of 10 people, you can queue up as the raid as it once was. So for all those people who want to feel like it's back in the day and how hard it was, go find those 10 people and... have fun spending a couple of hours in there. It's big. It's real big.
See, Frasley, she's horrible at interrupting people.
Well, I just didn't... It was about that subject before you go to the next one.
No, I have to say, she's good at keeping things on track, though. And I know others who interrupt and go off to other things. So actually,
see, Medros, I keep things on track.
Absolutely. So yeah, I like having Emma.
Yeah, that's a theory. Anyways, so that is our week in WoW this week.
Oh, but you forgot to mention the Lunar Festival because I talked over you.
Yeah, you interrupted me. Sorry. Lunar Festival starts this Saturday, February 17th, and runs until March 3rd. So if you want to be bathed in light of the moon, go take part.
And Wildhead says that there are new flower hats so we can be hippies, and those will probably show up for the Lunar Festival.
Yay, I think.
I like flowers. It's all about love.
Yeah, but I'm not a hippie.
My mommy's a hippie.
I believe that. I've met you.
So are you saying I'm a hippie too?
So moving right along, our first big topic of the show is the launch of the Alpha. I didn't get an invite. Did you guys get an invite to the Alpha this year?
I can quickly check. I'm really bad at check for Alphas because I want to play the real game. I'm sorry. I
bought one for like $3,000 on eBay because I was told that buying it on eBay is perfectly legitimate. Nothing that can ever go. No, I didn't get an invite. What was funny is in guild chat, they said, oh, just run a WoW podcast. You'll get an invite. Like, no.
I can confirm that is not the case. If that was the case, I'd have one.
I will say the ones I've seen get it, I agree with the ones that, I mean, I think more people should have gotten in, but I agree with the ones that have gotten it because they've been showing publicity. So it's, I think they've picked smart people. I'm not saying that they've picked every smart person. But.
So are you saying I'm not smart?
No.
No. The people who will actually use it for the purpose of it being alpha and testing it as it needs to be. So, like, walking into a wall, finding bugs in the quest line, and sending proper input saying, hey, I just got into this one little space, now I'm stuck with walls all around me, and I can't move.
Yeah.
You need to patch this hall. Or,
so you're
you
saying
know,
a bad tester.
No, I'm saying you probably be testing it for something else.
Where I was going from it was I was saying that the ones who got selected out of the many people, the many awesome qualified people, the ones that they picked, at least they picked a good batch to let in. And there's still many more people that I want them to let in that are awesome and qualified and fully good. But I've already talked to some people who are doing good publicity for Battle for Azeroth, people who are like finding typos, finding issues. So the ones who got it are using it wisely. And that's what I was saying.
Hmm.
So basically what I said.
So I don't deserve it. Okay, I understand.
No,
I
got you.
No, you are better for the later testing.
Well,
no,
I never even said that.
Where you know, there's something wrong with the storyline. Or there is a bug with the quest still.
I'm actually relieved I did not get it because I don't have the time right now to alpha this. So it's like, I'm actually glad it's pressure off of me to do it. If I got it, I would want to test and I would want to do things.
I will fully admit I am totally bad with the alpha test. I've been in alpha a few times and I would report the bugs. But I would feel like I'm spoiling the story. And guys, we've only been in the show for half an hour-ish, almost 40 minutes, and Medros has already went down to drinking.
And I put my foot in my mouth.
Only a foot? I think you underestimate yourself, my friend.
I mean, I, the whole leg, yeah. It tastes good. I've heard gnomes taste good, and they're right. Actually, wow.
But, I don't know. Like I said, I'm a horrible tester. You would not want me in the alpha because I wouldn't do it properly. And I know this. Even beta, I'm horrible. Like, I'm fine for, like, a stress test to see how many players you can have on there before it crashes, which they used to do. But for actually data input, no. So that's why I'm okay with not having access.
What I would say with this is if you get an alpha invite, definitely use the opportunity to test. I mean, don't just abuse the privilege you got. And if you did not get one, don't be bugging the developers for it. I mean, I saw those two and I just wanted to put out those two things because I've seen some people begging for it. It's like, no, that's not how you get an alpha invite.
Yeah, it is thoroughly disappointing when you see community managers and developers needing to have Twitter cover art that says I don't have alpha invites, don't ask me. Like, they should not have to have that.
And anyone who did not get it, it's not saying that Blizzard doesn't think highly of you or anything like that. They both have to make sure they don't stress the servers. There's a lot of reasons why different people didn't get it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? My big thing is, like, why do you want to play a game that you're going to be playing when it comes out? So that means, yeah, you might catch a few things that they might change along the way. Because remember, alpha and beta and all that, what they do to it doesn't mean it's actually going to happen when it comes live.
Yeah. Well, and I remember Bellular Gaming got burnt out on Legion because he was in both the alpha and beta and did so much. Then when retail came, he didn't want to play it again.
Yeah, I felt the same way when Mists of Pandaria, I leveled the panda because I wanted to know about all the panda stuff and more about that and talk to people about it. And yeah, I got burnt out. And I'm like, why do I want to level another panda?
Because they're cute.
Oh, they are.
I have one. Actually, I have two.
They have like
cute, I do have three.
They have cute bellies and stuff like that. And
Are they red pandas with tails?
I have one red panda. Then I have one black panda. They both have the same name, which is my dad's karate group. Because I'm so original.
I've got a panda monk named Pakrishan. That was a random name from the game.
I am surprised what some of those random name generators are.
But apparently, I've heard they're supposed to be part of the lore, so that's why I use it. Every name I have in WoW is a random name generator. Even Frasley was a name generator.
And it suits you so well.
Especially my nickname, Frazzle. And I get frazzled for putting my leg into my mouth. Let's talk about alpha.
Medros, what else is in the blue post that was linked that you post?
There's a little bit of stuff there. Just adult notes on some of the zones that are there, and just kind of give people tips on what to expect. For instance, when you're arriving on Drustvar or Nazmir, where you'll go and what you'll do. Get a little backstory of the zones. There's two dungeons, Tal Dazar and Freehold. Of course, Tal Dazar is a troll dungeon. Shock of all shocks.
Yay, more trolls!
Yeah, and they did have a few known issues. Not all class talents will work as intended. Boss mechanics may not work as intended. Not all areas of zones are active. You may receive UI errors, tearing, and NPCs may clip, yada yada. Just typical stuff that you will see when it comes to testing an expansion. There's a reason why they call it testing. If they knew it worked already, they probably wouldn't need you.
Well, and somebody had a picture of the fact that when you're on the alpha server, you get every mount in the game. So they can confirm the big love rocket does exist. At least it exists.
No. You don't understand. It once did exist way back in the day. And then the people who got it way back in the day, they still have it. But the new people, they'll never see it because they took it out.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing with the Halloween Headless Horseman boss.
Yes.
And no, my boyfriend and my best friend didn't both get it while they're running with me. Not at all. And I'm not annoyed or mad or...
Well, like I learned
now,
that...
now you know you should run it with them because they won't get it next time.
When I was talking
about flawless
with the
logic, Queen. Emma. Flawless logic.
Uh-huh. And then watch them get it and they can't give it
but
to me.
But they can't get it because they already have it.
Mm-hmm. You can still get it again.
Really?
Yep.
What were you saying, Frasley?
Yep.
The Gold Queen was on a Headless Horseman run years ago, and she passed so her boyfriend could row on it. He then dumps her later on and never plays well again. So his account has a Headless Horseman mount, and she's never seen it since.
Not as bad as my sister. There is a red whelpling, crimson whelpling, that you get off in wetlands. What happened was she got it, and this is before all pets and mounts were account bound, and then deletes the tune.
Oh, I did that on a paladin.
I wanted to, like, because I'm like, hey, you should give it to me, as I'm the one who actually plays the game. No, she deleted the tune and then no longer plays.
Well, that's just being a jerk, if you ask me.
Yeah. Huge one.
But alas, it happens.
It does. And then you move on. But then you get wonderful stories to tell people of how horrible things can be.
Yes.
All right. So yeah, if you are in the alpha, great. If you aren't, be patient. Make sure your beta settings or beta opt-ins are enabled. Make sure you've gone through all the stuff that will give you the best opportunity to get an alpha invite. I do understand that a lot of content creators did get beta or alpha invites this round, the first round. I'm sure they'll do more rounds, and people who are not content creators will get them in those rounds. So don't give up. You may still get it, or maybe you'll get into the beta. Who knows? But yeah, definitely enjoy it if you can.
As the pandas say, slow down on alpha invites.
I hate pandas sometimes.
But didn't you just say you like pandas?
Shush. I didn't say you could speak.
Sorry. You're just... Yeah.
Don't contradict me. I'm the host here.
Okay, I'll just send you more cupcakes.
Send them those other cupcakes.
No, well, yeah, you will like those cupcakes.
I'm anti-cupcake now. You won't get me.
Oh, no, you will like these cupcakes.
Yeah, you'll like those. Anyway.
I'm just not going there. Yeah, anyways, let's move along. Because I don't like where that was going. Alright, Frasley, tell us what the latest update in World of Warcraft to some faction stuff.
So, the Kirin Tor is one of the best emissaries, because you just do three of them, and you get rep token for anything. Well, the Protodin, at KT underscore Death Hope, but with only one H, has said that the Kirin Tor emissaries were updated on February 8th to now reward Argusian Reach and Army of the Light. And I can confirm, because that's, I used one of those tokens and I was able to get a huge boost toward the Argusian Reach.
That'd be great.
So, yeah, I saw that too. It was really nice to see that they're starting to update stuff.
Yeah, especially with DBM helping with like Barrels of Fun, and then I've got another add-on that helps with Enigmatic.
Oh, the DBM helps with Barrels of Fun?
Absolutely.
Huh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I do all these puzzles perfectly. I don't use add-ons to help me whatsoever. Absolutely.
The only one I ever have is the Enigmatic one. And I swear, I do it correctly, but it says, oh, nope, you hit the wrong one.
I don't know what add-on I use, but there's an add-on that helps with that. But yeah, so Kirin Tor, next time you see it, definitely go through those, because now you'll be able to get rep toward anything.
And my boyfriend got Khadgar's head, and I am so jealous because I want Khadgar's head.
Oh, I want that too. And I heard you can rename Khadgar's head, because
then you totally can.
And I had a very inappropriate name for the podcast pop up on it. I was just so confused, but I.
But yeah, and he didn't even know what it was. He's like, "Oh, what's this?" And I'm like, "You got Khadgar's head." And he's
lucky.
Like, "What?" I'm like, you have Khadgar's head. I want Khadgar's head.
I want Khadgar's head, too.
This is the only reason why I'm doing these emissaries, to get Khadgar's head.
I think a lot of people want Khadgar's head.
Yeah, they do.
All right.
Frasley and me are not coming back on the show, just to pre-warn everyone.
I didn't mean like that. I meant people are upset with Khadgar.
I'm sure. I totally believe you, Frasley. I absolutely believe you 100%.
You're corrupting me, Emma. You're corrupting me. I didn't even get it. Moving on.
I don't corrupt anyone. I just show them the way.
It's the fell. It's the corrupting.
No. Remember, mine are Gul'dan free. I just show people the way. They walk through it themselves.
Yeah. she shows them the way to be just the
dirtiest people
ever. Yeah, totally.
Not dirty. Totally awesome. I shower every morning. Thank you very much.
I've not showered for 7 months ever since I started talking to Emma.
Okay, you need a shower now.
Okay.
Emma, there are some kinds of unclean that showers can't help with.
Yeah. Sure they can.
Anyways, moving right along, shall we? Tell us about the new mount.
The new mount. Oh, it's adorable. All right, everyone knows I'm not really a dog person. I am a huge, huge cat person.
Really?
I never guessed. I know, it's a shocker.
This is a shocking revelation. I can't believe this.
I know.
just to be nice, for everyone, for next Friday, Gong Hei Fat Choi, which is Happy New Year's in Chinese, as it is the year of the dog, and Blizzard decided to put a new game, a new pet in the store. Yay! Not pet, mount. New mount in the store called Susan the Divided Sentinel. So he is really cute. For Canadian price, it is $32, which I'm assuming if you are in the US, it's still the typical $25. Yay, conversions.
Well, they suck. I've got a little bit of putting contention with that too. If you're in China, you get it for buying 6 months of WoW.
Really?
Absolutely.
Well, I wish I could done that.
Me too. It's like, I mean, I buying a WoW shiny, I'll spend money on a WoW shinies, but if I could have got them game time too, it would have been really nice.
Mm-hmm. But he's a really cute puppy. Like, yes. He kind of reminds me, actually, he really looks like a Chow Chow. And I grew up with Chow Chows. And a little bit about Chow Chows, they tend to only like one owner. They're a one owner dog. They're kind of a guard dog. They can be super friendly and nice, but when they're in their territory, they do guard. So you have to be aware of that. Other than that, they look kind of like a bear.
Aww.
And they have a black tongue like a bear. So they're really cute. So this little puppy that's going to be in the Blizzard shop is from the Mogu, so Pandaria. There was something. Okay, I've lost what I was going to say about it. But basically, here it is. As the Blizzard World of Warcraft site says, as the Golden Lotus works timelessly to repair the Veil of Eternal Blossom, a single statue came to life and a wordless defender defended them from Shaw that assaulted them. Believed by some to be a sign of good fortune and others to be a gift from the light, Susan provides a faithful companion to any that would defend Azeroth from the maddening whisper of the All Gods. Hey, you know who could really use this mount? Raphion.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that. I'm pretty sure that's a name that's not allowed to be spoken on the show tonight.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, moving right along. It's a really cool mount, and I'm glad that the Blizzard decided to bring it out right in time for the show tonight. It's perfect.
My response to this mount was, it's $32 Canadian. I might have to sell a kidney, but at very last minute, I end up getting it as a gift. So now I'm like, hey, I don't have to sell my kidney for a mount anymore.
Well, I mean, I got it for a gift too, but I bought it. It was a gift for myself for Valentine's Day.
From your WoW wife?
Yeah. She used my wallet, but...
Well, yeah.
Well, that's usually what wives do. They just take the wallet, use the card. It's like, here's your gift that you paid for.
And I have to pay for all the time that I spend with her.
Yeah, that sounds about normal.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's typical. I mean, never has that ever crossed my mind.
But I bought it within like 5 minutes of it being posted. Same with the BlizzCon virtual ticket. Bought the pre-orders.
So the BlizzCon tickets are already up on sale?
He means the pre-order for Battle for Azeroth.
Oh, because okay. I'm like, this is a little early. They're really jumping the gun.
I bought last year's BlizzCon ticket when they opened up, like within minutes. I bought the BFA. I've got WoWhead basically on Twitter notifications, so whenever something from WoWhead pops up, I'm like, ooh, yay!
Yeah, trust me, I know. I see it later on in my feed. Could you retweet it? But yeah, it's a really cute mount, and those people in China are very lucky to just have to buy game time. And isn't their game time a little bit different than ours?
That I'm not sure of, but I did see on WoWhead that last year they got the TCG Magic Rooster mount.
Did they?
For buying game time last year, too.
Oh, and that's just not fair.
And they can also buy Tyrael's Charger in the Taiwanese store. And anybody who bought it in the U.S. had it removed from their account.
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm jealous because the China accounts and all that get a lot of little perks about this. They got a Murloc, which we did eventually get as a hidden pet in the Northrend.
Yes.
But they got it way before us. I believe they had a golden pig as a companion pet. They also had... Oh, what else did they have? They had a lot of stuff, and I was super, super jealous.
Oh, the Golden Pig is a recruiter friend account in the U.S.
Okay, so they did change it for us, but yeah, I believe they got it for free, everyone. I want to say they got a polar bear, too. I can't remember.
They might have gotten a blizzard bear without the BlizzCon.
No, it wasn't a mount. It was a companion pet.
Maybe theirs was because there... Wasn't there... No, I'm thinking of the panda in the WoW original.
Yeah,
because
there was the baby blizzard bear, which was a feat of strength of the 4th World of Warcraft anniversary. I have that. I don't remember. But they get quite a few things that we never get.
It varies by country. I'm not going to stress too much over it myself.
No, but I can still be jealous.
Well,
nope, you're not
we
allowed.
Get the We get the cool-looking undead.
Yes, because they can't see bones.
Yeah, and like there's quite a few other things, like skulls are turned into bread, which is interesting.
And I think they're not supposed to see blood and guts either.
Yeah. The WoW Arena Championships are up. Madros, what do you think of those?
Tell ya, I will be honest, I didn't watch any of the arena stuff. It's just not really my thing. It was some really good prizes for not a BlizzCon tournament final. I don't know. It's not something I've watched. But for those who did, I heard it was a good watch. I'll be honest. I didn't watch it.
The only time I've watched one of the arenas, like, intentionally, was when they gave you the Patron of War title.
Have you watched any arenas, Sarah Emma?
I am the worst person for stuff like this. I actually do find it quite boring to watch other people play a video game.
I'm kind of that way, too. If there's commentary that I can understand, then it's kind of cool. Like, I'll watch Let's Plays of videos if I want to see what the video game's about. But yeah.
Well, to me, it just, you know, I'd rather play the game myself than watch. And I'm also one of those people, I tend to multitask. So I'm usually doing like 4 or 5 things at once.
4 or 5 at once, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
It's talented.
Usually. Yeah, yeah.
I can't focus on more than one thing at a time.
Oh, it drives my boyfriend nuts. Because he's like, can't you just sit and watch a movie and not do anything? And I'm like, no.
Whenever I try to do that, I start losing track of the story. Anyway.
Well, you can't ask too much, some people. Yeah, we will talk about that a bit more next week. Because, I'll be honest, I did not watch it at all. Emma, tell us about the mount you want.
I just saw this today, and I am completely jealous. and I really have to make a Void Elf, and I don't know what race to be due to the fact that I have all the... Oh, not race, the class, because I have all the classes. So it's driving me nuts. Anyways, so the Void Elf's racial mount is the Star Curse Void Strider, and he is beautiful. He's basically kind of like, a strider, a typical strider, but all like stars and shiny, and he's really dark color, a dark, rich, bluish purple. So this is kind of like perfect for a Shadow Priest almost. Ooh, I wonder what it would look like on a Shadow Priest. Well, anyways, it's a racial mount, and I really want one, so I really need to make a Void Elf.
It looks really cool. I like that. I just unlocked that today, so I've got the mount now in my journal, so I need to play around with it.
Yeah, so, I'm just reading a Wowhead comment. Basically, the closest thing you can get is a Swift Purple Strider Hawk, but it's not the same.
But really, all you really need to do is create a Void Elf, right? So...
Yeah, Void Elf and complete the opening scenario, which, if you're a warrior, is pretty easy.
Because warriors are OP.
Yeah.
Wasn't I'm that always DKs?
DKs have been OP, they are not currently OP.
So is it Demon Hunters that are OP right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want me to do my topic first, or do you want to do your topic?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a rumor going around. And I think it happened in All Things Azeroth, episode 580. Maedros is rolling a Void Elf Warlock.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, see, I heard it too, and I heard a recording of it as well.
Yeah, in fact, let me pull up the Twitter post from Toasty.
I think you're smoking something there, buddy.
Well, I'm not going to tell that. Cause...
It's probably a smart move there, actually.
I don't think Frazzly smokes, drinks, or do anything wrong.
Well, I did steal a Power Ranger from Latchkey when I was a kid. I know that I didn't want to play with it, so I actually threw it outside into the dirt. I felt so wrong after stealing this.
Poor Frazzly.
I know. I'm still traumatized.
So, Medris, so how is the name for your Void Elf Warlock?
I'm not making. You guys stop reading fake news. You really gotta stop reading fake news.
But it's fun. All the pictures, like all the coloring books.
I'm not gonna diss you with what I would say, because to me that would be a diss, and it would be due with politics and all that. So I'm not going to.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. So no, I'm gonna say there is no fake news, and this is gonna be the truth.
Well, this is a credible host of All Things Azeroth named Toasty Posty.
But this also was during, I guess, beta time. So okay. I guess we have to wait until it actually is here and he actually plays and we got some actual physical evidence. Right now, it's what they were saying they were going to do.
It's
just like when Blizzard does their alpha and beta. They put something in the game, and then they realize, no, this doesn't fit. Just like they did with Draenor. Yeah, Legion. We're playing Legion, not Draenor. That's the last expansion. And they put in Ebonhorn.
Ebonhorn?
Who ends up being a black dragon. Yeah, Ebonhorn. Who ends up being a black dragon at the end of Nefarian's lair. So, because originally he wasn't supposed to be him. It was another black dragon that was supposed to take his place. But it didn't quite fit with the story. But what I like at the end of Nefarian's Lair, Ebonhorn says, I have urgent family members to tend to. Well, the only family member I know is this other black dragon.
There's the one in Outlands.
I thought isn't he dead?
I don't think so.
I thought he was dead.
Well, and in the 7.3.5 at BlizzCon, a certain individual was in the Stormwind ambassador place.
Yeah.
I don't recall seeing anybody there.
And apparently he's a nice buddy-buddy with the new king.
Yes.
Because they kind of had a moment in a couple of expansions ago.
They played some chess. It's not a moment.
They had a huge moment. They played a... They didn't just play chess.
I see. I understand now.
No, I'm not going with the fan fiction thing. I'm just saying they spent a lot of time together. And, you know...
Really? Okay.
This Black Dragon wasn't as wise at that point in time, and he made a lot of mistakes. Big mistakes. And we all know this. But we hope that he can learn from this mistake. And I think even at the end of War Crimes, Anduin even stated that he doesn't believe this Black Dragon meant to do what he did. He was just trying to help. He thinks.
Boy, we could really use less of his help.
Well, in Draenor, he did try to help Emerald Taylor, and Emerald Taylor didn't trust him, and because he didn't listen to his advice, well, Emerald Taylor's no longer around other than a ghost in your garrison. So...
Sure, bring up the dead guy. Sure, go ahead.
Well, it's not the Black Dragon's fault. He tried to warn him. He tried everything. It's like, don't trust this guy, I really don't think. Hey, maybe you should go on this little trip. He goes on this trip. His garrison's kind of a little rocky. This Black Dragon's no longer found, and then he dies. So it's not his fault. He tried to warn him. He gave him multiple warnings, and Admiral Taylor wrote it in his diary. I've read his diary. He wrote it saying, you know, Anduin still trusts him. I don't know if I should. I'm going to keep an eye on him, but does not heed his warnings. But there was one part that I was reading that caught my interest and Medros might like.
That's pretty unlikely right there.
No, I think you would actually like this. So, alright, one of the speculations is for the next expansion, as Frasley was mentioning, that this Black Dragon has been seen at the table with, you know, Prophet Valian and Greymane strategy in the Stormwind Keep. But someone made a comment, which I can't remember. Oh, okay. So, there's that part I was looking for. Now I can't find the first part. Don't you just hate when that happens?
Absolutely.
Okay. So this is a quote, and I haven't looked up where this quote is from, but this part, Medros, I'm pretty sure you're like. The boy king serves at the master's table. Three lies he will offer you. Deathwing manipulated the Alliance as Lord Precessor, Anixia as Lady Precessor.
Yes.
And now Raphion is at the table. So the quote, the boy king serves at the master's table, three lies he will offer you. So to me, I kind of see these kind of connecting where Deathwing was kind of like the first liar. Anixia was the second liar. And maybe Raphion. But maybe Raphion lied in a couple of expansions ago. So maybe he's fine now. He's good.
Maybe he got it out of his system. He got it out of his system. Okay.
Yes.
He got being a treacherous, lying dragon who kills those who rescued him out of his system.
We all deserve a second chance.
If you've ever done the rogue quest line, the red dragonflight end up turning their back on him, and then the other only at this point in time surviving black dragon that he got us to assassin, because we are rogues and rogues do assassin things, is because they were going to turn on Raphion thinking, oh no, maybe he is corrupted, when he wasn't corrupted, because the other black dragon started hearing voices. And he was asking him, like, what do those voices say? What are they telling you? And those voices were telling them that they needed to kill Raphion. Now, the red dragon thought all of a sudden they made a mistake, thinking that maybe they didn't save it from Raphion from corruption. So they were going to turn on Raphion. So Raphion was only doing what he could to save himself, as like anyone would do if they were in that situation.
I don't know that I agree so heartedly with that there, Frasley.
Okay. Then absolutely not. Absolutely not, yeah.
I just think that that sometimes when somebody proves they can't be trusted, they should just not be trusted. And I am sorry that your pet dragon there has betrayed many people and lied many times and basically brought about the Legion's arrival on Azeroth again with his actions.
But if you think about it, he was also trying to hopefully nip it in the bud before it all started. Sadly, he didn't really take account of, you know, parallel worlds type thing instead of being on the same strain line. And he really didn't think, you know, Garrosh would be send that much destruction or rally.
He's only four.
So I mean, what you're saying is
he's flame a four-year-old?
Yes. So what you're saying is that Raytheon's an idiot.
He was four. What four-year-old is not an idiot?
I don't know. I've not met many of them.
Like I mentioned prior show, my niece, who is turning three, decided she was just going to start randomly eating Pokemon cards.
Wait, I do that still.
What's your favorite flavor, Charmander or Pikachu?
I prefer Blastoise.
I think she was eating Seal.
I mean, she's Canadian, but I think well. We prefer to club them before we eat them.
And that's just horrible.
We have a horrible history.
That's just horrible.
We have a horrible history.
It is. And it still happens. It's not a history. It still happens, and it's horrible.
I can't disagree with you.
But yeah, so, you know, he's had a few years to learn what his mistakes, and you know what? If Anwen gives him a second chance, why can't we all?
I'm not as forgiving.
Well, you're a paladin, he's a priest, so I guess priests have to be a little bit more forgiving.
I'm sorry that you've been a sucker for Raytheon, Emma, for so long.
And it's not like, you know, paladins have no bad history anywhere.
No, we'll be good. It's all good.
Okay, next time... I just saw someone on the Love Rocket.
Uh-oh, it exists.
It's a Horde player. Exists.
Oh, I mean, they may have had it for a long time. Remember our theory?
Yeah, true.
It doesn't drop still.
No. Nope. But yeah, next show I will... try and find a list of corrupted paladins.
Ooh, can I ban that one too?
Only if you help me.
Okay.
Dude, bros before Emma's.
I mean, Emma's been nice. I mean, I know you've been...
In fairness, no, I just often threaten to punch you, but...
Yeah.
And I have never threatened to punt you, ever.
Didn't you say in the early part of the show about gnome Funko Pops coming dressed up as a football, Emma?
I said dressed up as a football. It could be a mascot. I said nothing about actually.
I mean,
yeah. So I never actually said anything to do with punting.
Uh-huh. It's all on me. I'm the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yep. I never said that.
She just did.
I never said that.
Well, he said it himself, so...
No, for me, I was trying to say stuff to make sure I come back on the show again.
Oh, so you're covering your butt, and she's just trying to antagonize me. Okay.
Absolutely. As a gnome, I've got a small butt, so I got to cover as much as I can.
Well, you know, you got
to
give it...
And
you
I know
give
you just love
lot...
to have me around.
Anyways, not going to leave that conversation.
We love you, Madras.
Uh-huh. All right. Is that both of your special topics covered?
Yeah.
For now. No.
Until next time, and we have more stuff. But I really can't wait because they're saying that there's going to be more of him, but apparently what they did is for the alpha, they took him out temporarily. So I hope they put him back in because apparently there was a lot of spoilers with Raytheon.
Me too, because I just need more popcorn before the next time.
I could do without Raytheon for a long time.
I apparently got lucky donuts got put on my desk a few minutes ago.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not lucky I'd like to have, but all right.
Well, it's Lucky Donuts. I don't know what's in it. It just, the box says Lucky Donuts. Mmm. There is two donuts. One's like chocolate, and the other one looks like it's strawberry filled.
Welcome to All Things Donuts.
I wonder some days, I do wonder.
My boyfriend heard me talking about the donuts, and he just ran in here. And he's like, nope, 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 one of those are mine.
Now, be nice, Emma's boyfriend, and give Emma the one she wants.
Well, I said I wanted one that was filled, so I'm assuming the strawberry-filled one is mine.
Well, yeah, hopefully. If not, tell him I'm upset with him.
But I might be able to steal a bite of his, because his is chocolate.
So you get both of them.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if I want a non-video game girlfriend now.
Oh, buddy, if that's the worst you get, you're lucky.
Yeah, well, what it is, because money's always a tight thing. And if there's multiple things you want to try, like meals or drinks, you both order one each, and you get to try both.
I want my own meal! I don't want to share! I want my own meal!
What if let's say there was a fish, and then there was a chicken meal, and they both really look good and really... thing, but you can't decide on which one.
Oh, the chicken.
Well, one person will get the fish, the other one gets the chicken. You get a bite of each, and then you both say, well, I like that one more. And you pray that you like the opposite of what the other one likes. And then you switch them, or keep them, depending on which one you get.
But then what if you wanted the bite that they took? Because what if it's so good that you want every little bite? But what if you forget because you have no memory?
There's called a phone with a notepad, and you can write it in there saying, I want this dish next time I go to this restaurant.
Okay, I should do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yay, technology!
All right, let's move along upon that proclamation. All right, so our show is also sponsored by the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks, and I'm kind of going to follow the trend I began last week and talk about the series that I just actually finished last week, and that is the Delvers LLC series. This series is a fair bit different than other ones we've talked about. The premise of this is that a benevolent god... transports people from different planets in the universe to his experimental world where he puts them through trials and stuff to prepare them for a coming battle. And he's kind of not a nice guy, kind of a jerk towards everybody. But it's a really funny book. Now, I did realize after our last episode that there is a little bit of language, not significant, but there is some words that might cause some people to be unhappy. So I just want to make sure people are aware that they might hear some words that they are not comfortable with. But let's listen to a bit of a sample of this book. It's Delvers LLC Book 2, which is Obligations Incurred.
It means I wouldn't be able to give you any meaningful data. As far as I know, no adventurers have bested this place for over 1,000 years. Most adventurers would die before even getting to the front door of this place.
Jason shook his head.
What? That's enough. I'm not sure what this location's new defenses are. Try to be as quiet as you can.
Jason whispered.
Can't you just... do something from here? You have that beam you showed me before. Really?
Keita blinked.
I want an item inside, and you can benefit from what we find as well. What would I be accomplishing by probably destroying everything, including the items we seek?
Yeah. That makes sense, Jason responded lamely.
Fine. Follow me closely. Pay attention.
Keita floated to the ground and began slowly walking toward the mountain. Jason cautiously followed. He had no idea what to expect and kept a hand on his sword hilt.
So that is, again, Delvers LLC, Book 2, Obligations Incurred. You can find that and over 180,000 other titles over at bit.ly/ATABook2018. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
I just love Audible.
Me too.
It makes my work days go so fast.
It is, and I read like a really well-read book. A well-written book can really come to life with a good narrator. You know, it's hard when you read as many books as some of us do to find a story that actually surprises you, throws stuff at you that you didn't expect. And definitely there are some that, you know, the actions and the events are so obvious and so frequently done that it's hard not to see them coming. But yeah, this is a really good book that I didn't see a lot of the stuff that happened coming ahead of time. So that was nice. But let's move along to our question of the week, shall we? So our question of the week for last week was, which of the allied races have you unlocked and what did you make? Red Zian said, I have unlocked all of them, but I plan to level my Lightforged Mage first. With the golden goatee and locks, he reminded me of Chris Hemsworth so much that I named him Lightsworth.
Nice.
Very nice, yep. Gil says, I have unlocked all four races, created all but Nightborn, and have slowly been leveling my Void Elf. Sylvan Protector on Twitter says, unlocked and rolled Lightforged Drenai and Void Elf, working on Horde unlocks. And MacGyver says, both Horde ones, but I don't have the expansion yet for budgetary reasons and CE.
Alright, so Lady Emma, aka me, yay. Sadly none, still need to buy the expansion. Vet bills are taking in extra funds right now, but hopefully be able to buy it soon.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, my kitty, who's going to be turning 18 in a couple months, she has a chronic infection, so lots of antibiotic.
That's not good.
So, yeah. Scary Scott. All Void Elf priests so far will make a Nightborn soon. Don't want a High Mountain Tauren or a Light Forged Draenei.
Don't want the antlers? Oh.
I guess not. Rosen Stern. I unlocked all four and created one of each that I'm slowly leveling, but I'm really looking forward to the Zandalari Troll still.
And WookieBH says, have the pre-wex done for Nightborn and High Mountain. Still working on the other reps. Can't make anything yet because I'm holding out for the physical collector edition, but planning on High Mountain Druid. Good choice. And yeah, Blizzard said it's coming at some point. At Coast Ridge says, I've unlocked all four and rolled all four. Nice. And Frasley the Awesome Gnome says, I can unlock High Mountain and Nightborn. My 110 horde is on a PvP server, so I have a bounty on its head from a friend. I am working on reps for Void Elves and Lightforged Draenei. I will make a Void Elf soon because I'm blue, da-ba-dee, da-ba-da, da-ba-dee, da-ba-da.
Oh, Frasley.
I just had to say it.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Anyways, our next week's question for next week, since by then the love is in the air will be done, are you a new rocket owner? No.
Probably not.
I'm going to be hopeful and say yes. Somehow I managed to get that love rocket. Somehow.
Good way to be hopeful and optimistic.
Yep. Gotta try somehow.
Absolutely. It's the law of attraction.
Yep. Just keep praying and hoping and wishing, and maybe it will just appear out of nowhere.
They can't be gifted, I'm sorry.
I know, but maybe Blizzard's like, hey, we know you really want this, and you've been trying for so many years, and on all your tunes that it's eligible. Well, we'll give it to you. But we'll say it's a random generator. Because we feel really, really sorry for you.
That's, possible? Unlikely, but possible.
Hey, dreaming big.
Yep, you gotta start somewhere.
Fair enough.
Like how I want to be the king of Stormwind.
You're
a gnome. Gnome can't be the king of Stormwind.
Okay. And you know what's funny is a year ago, Matros, around there, I made the prediction on 7.4 in Nomergon.
How'd that turn out for you?
That turned out. We got maybe a pet battle dungeon, possibly?
There's a pet battle thingamajig. I haven't done it yet.
I haven't done it either.
Oh, no, Deadmines has it.
Okay.
The dungeons in Deadmines, not... And then...
We have a Datamine pet battle dungeon for Nomergon. And we do have a new 110 boss in Armageddon that I still have not completed, but yeah, no, 7.4.
Yeah, sorry.
I dream big. I fall short.
Dream the dreams you can dream, my friend. All right.
Absolutely.
Time for our shoutouts. And of course, our first shoutouts are going to be for our Patreon folks. We want to shout out to Lee, to Thomas, to Navimi, to Brock, to Fan, to Redzian, to David, to Erlina, to Toasty, to Bim, and to, of course, Frasley. Thank you all for supporting the show. We really appreciate all you give and all you do for us, and thank you very much for your support. All right, so I'm...
Way to go, guys!
I'm going to go first with my shout-outs. My shout-out goes to the guys for not being here this week. Thanks a lot.
yeah, thank you.
you guys.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
And Medros made sure that he had a warrior and a warlock on the show.
I just forgot to queue as tank. I'm sorry. I didn't have my tank spec checked.
That's why our queue is still taking so long.
I know. I'm sorry.
Well, we've been here for almost 2 hours already, and we haven't got selected. Jeez.
I think you gotta re-queue, so maybe stop queue.
That's the problem.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna quit.
Oh well, next time we might be able to get into that LFR group.
Yeah,
maybe we'll see.
Take down Argus. That's right, Matros. Or no, wait. Yeah, you haven't done LFR Wing 4, have you?
Nope.
Oh.
It's not that bad if you do it on a Tuesday and early in the morning.
And you know, with LFR Wing 4, listen to a podcast like All Things Azeroth makes the time go away so much faster.
All right, your kissing up has been successful. Congratulations!
Yay! Achievement unlocked.
You are back to neutral with the All Things Azeroth faction.
Okay, good.
All right, how about you guys?
I am giving a shout out to wonderful Medros allowing us back on the show. Because I think this is the second time me and Frasley managed to get on the show. Thought you learned your lesson the first time. Anywho, I can't wait to be back again, so thank you for having us. And I am going to give a shout out to my friend Rooster, who's been basically podcast stalking me and following me around on podcasts. So thank you, Rooster, for, you know, being a good stalker and allowing me to phone you at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, because we all know nothing good happens after 2 o'clock.
And I would definitely love to give a shout-out to Medros, Emma, Fandev, Toasty. A year ago, when I joked with Medros about coming on to All Things Azeroth as a guest, I never knew what it would change in me, and... This past year has actually been really one of the best years I've had in a long time. I mean, it's just, I've met so many people. I feel like I've grown in many ways. So I really do attribute it to that first time I came on All Things Azeroth as a guest. I couldn't get away from the mic after I got behind it. So thank you again.
Absolutely. So where can folks find your lovely podcast?
You can find Frazzlecast at frazzlecast.com and all the awesome podcast directories. And depending on the week, you can find Lady Emma and all of our other different guests and me every week.
Really? You're on the show every week?
On Thursdays.
All right, then.
Yeah, we have a show every week on Thursdays about 6:15 Pacific time, because that's the best time.
And, we don't always have the same guests because we, for a little bit, tried to have more than 3 guests on the show, and it was chaos. So I now limited to 2 other guests.
I kind of voted for, basically, Frasley has to be there, and then rotate.
Yeah.
Because it makes it more interesting.
Well,
absolutely.
I will simply say that far more than trying to consider alternative topics for a show called All Things Azeroth than World of Warcraft, it's even more difficult to not have Frasley on the Frazzlecast. It would be weird.
Yeah, absolutely. And Emma has threatened 1 week, 1 or 2 weeks to not have you on the show, but I'm afraid of how that would go. Because Madras, just like how you're the host tonight and you were directing the conversation without me there. Oh boy.
Surprisingly, I keep the show on the rails
you
most
really
of the time.
You really do. I'm impressed, and I'm always thankful because
I'm glad to hear that you've learned a good podcasting skill there, Emma. Because you sure didn't have that when we were doing a show together.
Hey, did you notice? I have not really mentioned until now anything to do with, well, other than my cat with the vet bills, but my cats through the whole podcast, and I didn't have cat aggro through the whole entire show. They have learned when I'm recording to go stay and sleep.
I'm glad they finally learned that. It took a long enough.
Yeah, well, Jinx was a kitten. He needed
Jinx.
Attention. He's around. Yeah.
Like when he spilled salad dressing all over your computer.
No, he didn't spill. He sat in the salad dressing and then just started sitting everywhere and wouldn't let me clean up the salad dressing on his butt. Oh, that was horrible. That was horrible. I have another story, but I'll save after show.
All right, then. So, on that note, I'm going to do our outro. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can reach us at 1-785-ATA-WOW5. That's 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. If you like what we do here, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can go to Twitter to find us at All Things As for the show, at Medros for myself, at PHANDETH for at Fandeth, and at Toasty Posty Can for the great warrior Toasty. You can also find Lady Emma on Twitter at
Lady_Emma.
And Frasley at
Frasleytastic on Twitter.
Awesome. You can also join our new BattleNet group at bit.ly/BNetATA. And please check out our other shows from the Dawnforge Productions Network, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse. We'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of the loss of Rathion.
Don't forget to eat my lock cookies.
And until next week, be awesome.
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.